Does anybody have, like, what's officially the term it is in?
Actually,
on the 30th. But guys around the whole zoo, basically. What? Excuse me? Wait.
This is, someone called 24.
Okay, let's pick it up from the middle of the Yitzayin with base. Where it says, "Vesura Amrilai Shmai Sabai Lishno," where we had it up till now. That the Rav is the only one who holds the Shiva Dalai Lama's Sashbos. But Rav and Shmuel, they all hold. Well, Rabban de Rav hold Dalai Tochim, and that seems to be Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel's Amr Shivai, which is very Tanakum and Nogolo. So Rav and Shmuel are both against the Rav. So basically, Rav versus the whole world. But the Nahadol Masnu, they had a different version. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Schach Posel Be'emsa Paisel Be'arba, Minat Tzad Paisel Be'arba Amis. Rav Amar Ben Minat Tzad Ben Be'emsa Be'arba Amis. In this version, Rav is like Rava in the earlier version. That the Shiach Schach, the Shiach Schach Posel Lo'olam is Dalid Amis. That's why we're trying to bring that there were shittas who paskined, since there's a klal from the Goyim that the halach is like Lishna Basra, and since in the Lishna Basra Rav is like Rava, since Rav Shmuel in Yisur and the halach is like Rav, so in Meila the halach is taka like Rav. The Ramban brings shittas of Goyim, the Rosh brings the Shem the Bahad, that the halach is like the halach is basically like Rava. Like Rav and Lishna Basra, that the shear of Dalid, the shear is half puzzle, even the Emsa is the Dalid Amis. That's the Rosh brings it for Shem the Rosh brings it for Shem the Rosh, the Iter, they bring it for Shem the Bahag. So I talked a little bit already. The Ramban asks on the Shita Sagainim, just how could it be? If you pass them like Rabba, or like Rabba and Sebastian, that the shear is half bustle with Dalai Lamas, it means that there's no halacha of Deifan HaKumma. Deifan HaKumma is now, you never need the halacha of Deifan HaKumma. First of all, there's no source for Deifan HaKumma in the Mishnah. And number two, there's really never a need for Deifan HaKumma. Why would you ever need Deifan HaKumma? The shear of Deifan HaKumma is Dalai Lamas. Dalai Lamas is anyway not a problem, because Dalai Lamas is less than Dalai Lamas. You don't need Deifan HaKumma. Even Behemsa, Dalai Lamas, less than Dalai Lamas, doesn't pass them. But we have the most that have Deifan HaKumma. Happening more in that problem at base that the hilchus of mechitzin is from good beloved and doifin akuma. We have the gemara Yistabo that says there's a halacha of doifin akuma. All these gemaras that talk about doifin akuma, that say there's a halacha of doifin akuma, that use the halacha of doifin akuma to explain Yistabo, all these gemaras must be like the Lishna Kama, like Rav and Shmuel and Lishna Kama, or like Shmuel and Lishna Basra. So you see, all those gemaras are a hachro that it really there is a halacha of doifin akuma, and therefore the shiur's chach posel must be dalid. Therefore, the most Rishonim paskin, the Rosh, the Rif, I believe, they all paskin the Shir Schach Posel. It's b'dalid tefachim. Except when that's sad, then there's like an akuma that you have dalid amos. Okay, so already I spoke already last week. Possible yishuv for the shittas ha'goyim. That basically maybe the goyim learn that like an akuma is karvos. And on the other hand, Schach Posel Dalai Lamas is a Schach Posel. Iskarvus doesn't help for a Schach Posel. So therefore, that's why the mission is not going with Deifan HaKumma. Deifan HaKumma wouldn't help. Deifan HaKumma only helps for Aflogo. And this is the Kitzim Inimur. We already went through this kind of rate. That the Goyim could hold, like the Pashas in the Gemara, that the Machlokes Rabba and Rova is in the nature of Schach Posel. Rabba holds it's mishum shiur of alav shiur. It's a shiur in the schach posel itself. And Rabban de Berav hold dalat tefachim is a shiur mishum haflogo. And Deifan HaKumma is a hiskarvus. It's not a yikum. It's not a commemoration. It's a hiskarvus. And it's not Rashi's version of this hiskarvus. It goes balaksa and it's in leitzim hischach haposel. It's the Rambam's version of hiskarvus. The schach the Teufel just moves over. But it doesn't, it's not Meitzel Shach HaPosel Min HaSukkah. And that's Kufa, the Shach HaMetayah, between Rabba and Rabban and Rab. Rabba says, Fishmol, I think that the Shir is Dalet Amis. That's a Shir in the Shach itself. Mishum Shir will have Shir. That's a Shir in the Shach HaPosel itself. But that Teufel Kuma doesn't help. And that's why it's not Mistarif with Abir, because Mishum Shir will have Shir. There's no Mistarif with Abir. But according to you, the Teufel Kuma helps. Daikon Kuma can only help if it's a Shir Afloga, because Daikon Kuma is nothing but his Karbos. It helps for a Afloga, it doesn't help for a Shir in the Afloga itself. It must be, you're learning it's a Afloga. If it's a Afloga, so Mali is Palag with Afloga, so Mali is Palag with Afloga, Mali is Palag with Afloga of Abir. And we'll move on to the Rav answer, maybe like the Mitra, they'll answer no, but since they have it, since it's far there's different Shirim, even though it's the same time, but it's still different Shirim, so therefore it's not Mitzvah. Now, Kapon, if you learn like that, then we could say that the oil and everybody holds from Daifan Akuma. Rabbah also holds from Daifan Akuma. The Daifan Akuma is just for his karbas. His karbas doesn't help for Schach Possel with Dalai Ramas. So what does Daifan Akuma help for? It helps for Istaba. Istaba is not a Chisor in the Schach, because the Schach Lamal Mechof is Schach Kosher. It's only Chisor in the Mechitzus. Like those who say, we learn this, Lamal Mechof is a Chisor in the Mechitzus. The point of the Istaba is not to get rid of the Schach Possel. There is no Schach Possel. The point of the Istaba is to shorten the Mechitzus. For that, Daifan Akuma helps, because you move the Daifan next to the Istaba. Now my Mechitzus are shorter. That was the halach I wanted to say for the guy. Just to be nice, if l'chayre, I mean, it's good for the way to be shown and bring the guy. If you look in the Bahag itself, the way we have the Bahag, there's still a steer in the Bahag. A little bit of pel ba'inai that the Rishonim don't mention the steer in the Bahag. Maybe they had a different gift in the Bahag. Because the Bahag is mamash says himself, he's mamash says himself, minei ubei. Their Bahag starts off, that Tzchach Posel, the Shir Tzchach Posel, the Sukkah Ketana is down. The sukkah, what's the bag? I think I sent it to them, but I have my phone on me. I do have my phone on me. I think I sent it and I mentioned that it's a steer. I'm just a glaring steer. That's okay. Turn aside this. Hilchus ben besukah gdola ben besukah kano. Tzchach posel be'arbo'o besukah kano. How's that work? Tzchach posel besukah kano should be gimel, not dalet. He says, "Avir pasul ben besukah gedola ben besukah kana v'shleisha tochim. Schach posul pesul be'arbo'o besukah kana." Does that make sense? Pesul be'arbo'o besukah kana. The shir schach posul besukah kana is gimel. Against the Gemara, that's a test. Oh, you're right. Taka said that was awful. That's what I see. The Gemara, that's a test. Like Shal Yetzay, the last one, Reish Yomar, the Baron of Lloyd Nitzchel, is Chach Apostle Focus Mishleishu Besuka Ketana. My Yetzay, Yetzay, Mitzchel, Sukkah. And there you have to go. Maska for Rashi, or Yehela Abi, or Abi Pachas Megillah Mitzvah Kana Mipossels. There you go. It's Chach Possels the Gimel Tzvach. I don't know what's going on here. I think I put it in the notes part. I saw in the Bar Ilan, I looked up in the Gaonim what the other Gaonim have to say. The literature of the Gaonim. So there's a tshuva there from Rav Natanoi Gaon. He quotes the Bahag, and in Medayik in the Bahag, you see only Basuk of Tano, the Shir is I don't remember now. It's Gimel Dalat Vav. I get Dalat Vav. Basuk of Gedolah the Shir Dalat Amos, and that's the raya that the Bahag fastens like the Lishna Basra, like Rav and Lishna Basra, that the Shir Sakhbosel is Dalat Amos. Presumably that's what the Rosh and the Yitzhak also meant. That's the deal. But if you go to see with Dalat, it doesn't make sense. Dalat. That's the deal. The deal only makes sense if the girl is Dalat Tokum. If the girl is Gimel Tokum, there's no deal. Besukatan is the Gimel Tokum. Besukatan maybe is the Dalat Tokum. The deal is only because they were girls, Besukatan is the Dalat Tokum. That implies Besukatan is the Dalat Amos. So this is happening now. Gimel Tokum, Dalat Tokum, that doesn't make any sense. The Shia is not Dalat Tokum, the Shia is Gimel Tokum. Yes, so you're right, Mark. There's a Reina Chanan, this is Dalat Tokum. So Shvezach, how does it mean your test? Any of that. But Akoponim, this is the Bahad. From which the Medayik, the Pasuk Gdol of the Shir Dalat Amos. Since he says Pasuk Gdol of the Shir Dalat Tokhim, apparently, see, Pasuk Gdol is a different Shir. What's the Shir of Pasuk Gdol? It must be Dalat Amos. The problem is that the next line, and this is, presumably, this is the Rosh, this is the Bahag of the Rosh is referencing, and the Itur. But then the next line in the Bahag, Vayim Shenifchas Vesichach Al Gabo, Meish Benakosu Vesichach Dalat Amos Psula, Pochus Vedalat Amos Ksheira, my timer. The Armin and Doifin Akuma, Pachas with Dalat Amos Ksheir, the whole Pachas with Dalat Amos, Armin and Chazil Doifin command the Mikra Vagabe Schachdom with Ksheir. So I don't know if you see in the Bahag how he understood Doifin Akuma, that it's a Mikra Vagabe Schach, he says, Beferish, it's a Skarmus. But the Maisi says that Dalat Amos is kosher only because of Doifin Akuma. Doifin Akuma means only Minatzah. So it's a steer in the Bahag, Mamish from Neirbe. Before the Bahag said that the Sukkah, that Schach Bosel, the Sukkah Kano is Bedalid, was Bedalid Fochum. Shareable by itself, why not Gimel Tochum? But fine, Dalat Tochum. Habasuk and Dalat, it's Dalat Amos. Presumably, that's the deep the Rosh is talking about. That's the deep that Rav Natanoi Gaon says in the Shulah. You see in the Bahag, but he passes Dalat Amos. But then the very next line, he says that Dalat Amos is also Daifin Akuma. Any idea? I don't know if it's what that's the Gaon about. Just the Gaon about itself, you know, the way the Rambam, the Rosh, where they call the Gaon, Gaon about like Rav, so fine. Like the Lushan Basra, like Rav and the Lushan Basra, that I can live with. But in the Bahag himself, the Chavad is a steer. It's a pellet to me that the Rosh, if he's going in the Bahag already, he doesn't point this out. The Rambam is a steer in the Bahag. The Rambam also. The Rambam himself, he asked, this is the Kasha in the Bahag. He brought the Gaon, he doesn't say Bahag, he says Gaon. The Rambam himself says that Gaon in the Shita is that the Shach Basra was with Dalat Amos. He says, what do you do with all the Gemaras that it's in the Doifin Akuma? Why am I asking the Bahag himself? The Bahag himself, you yourself, the next line you say Dalat Amos works with Doifin Akuma. Unless they didn't have this in their version of the Bahag, I don't know. Okay, anyway, that's okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. Toshma. Sorry, Tan. Dosnally, that's your joke of Dalat Tokim, Ksheira. Bishlam will arrive on the Bembe Emser Bina Matzad with Dalat Amos Mishum Hachik Sheva. So how's that work? Elo Shmuel Domer be'emso bi'aroa, Mike Sheer. Shmuel's the one who holds that a Nesed that's Dalet Tzokim is possible with Kuliyama. So here you have a Nesed that's Dalet Tzokim according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, why is the Shir Dalet Tzokim is a Nesed, is this half possible? How could it possibly be kosher? So my answer is, Hochamai Skin, a minute sad. Toshma, Shnei Stilim is starting. Shnei Nisorim is starting. And Mei Raim is Nisorim Kistilim. So, Bishnu Rachmish and Domerah Ben Behem to Ben Amatzad with Dawud Amis. But this year is Dawud Amis. Mei is starting, is starting with Dawud Amis. El Rachmish and Domerah Behem to Ben Dawud. We are both talking. I keep saying Dawud. Behem to Ben Dawud. So then, Hechi Domi, what's this case of the Stina being Mitzdarif and the Nisorim being Mitzdarif? He the Isbuhu Dalet Loma Luz Terufin. If they have a Shir Dalet Tfochim, Shmuel holds doch that Dalet Tfochim is possible with Kulyam, and Neser Dalet Tfochim is possible with Kulyam. So I would have to come towards here. The Neser, each Neser is possible all by, possible Sukkah all by itself. He the less with Dalet, and if they're less than Dalet, so kind of the almanino. So Nesir less than Dalet doesn't have a Gzeres Tikve at all, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda. As Rashi said here. Okay, we're going to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Shnei Nisorim Ein Mistakim. Shnei Nisorim Ein Mistakim. According to Shmuel, a Nesef Hochus Midalid, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not possible at all. It's just Kana B'Alma. So Kana B'Alma Ninu. So why would he need to talk to us? Our answer is, my Mistakim, 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 what happened to him? I skipped him. I don't know. Bishma Hachnus Nom Rabbe Em Tzu Ben Metzal V'Dal Adamas Mayim Estarf Nim Estarf Nim V'Dal Adamas Ela Hachnus Nom Rabbe Em Tzu B'Yarbo Heichi Domi Is Hach Lishnu Do Om Rabbe Em Tzu B'Yarbo The Shir Dalad According to that Lish That Loshen and Rab The first Loshen That the Em Tzu V'Dal Tfachim Heichi Domi I De Isbu Dalad I'm going now in Rab I De Isbu Dalad If this Dalad Tfachim If the Nesse Had Dalad Tfachim So Lomalu is Trufi. So Rashi explains, Rav is the one who holds that the Machlekes of Yudin Rameir is by Nesorim She'en Bem Dalet. It's by Nesorim She'esh Bem, is by Nesorim She'esh Bem Dalet. Nesorim She'en Bem Dalet, Tibi Akol K'sher. So therefore, the machlekes is by yesh bem dalet. So if these nesarim have dalet tfachim, so lama lulu is terufei. Why would I need siruf? Koint rameir, why would I need siruf? Koint rameir, the taka kosher, but koint rameir, why would I need siruf? Don't need Siruf. A Neser, Dalet Tfachim, passes all by itself. And either less but Dalet, it's been kind of Yamininu, because the whole Machlek is only by Yeshbim Dalet, not by Embeim Dalet. My answer is, well, Elam is but Dalet, but my Mistakim, Mistakim, the Dalet Amis, and that's that. Okay, fine. The Cheshbim is connected with the Cheshbim, the Gorin Dafi Dalet Manal, Rashi works through the Cheshbim. I want to talk about a different Nukun in this Gemara. It says in this Gemara that if you have two Stinim, or if you have two Nisarim that are both possible, we're going to whatever, mark it this way. So they're mitzaref to a shir of Dalet Amos, the possible of Sukkah. So the shal is this. Why do I need it starkness? Mashal from the Gemara. that if you have kama svinim, shnei svinim, shnei nisar, and they add up to dalet amos, each one is 2 amos. 2 svinim, each one is 2 amos. So the sukkah is possible. Why the sukkah is possible? Why is the sukkah possible? Because the svinim are mitzstarif to a sheer dalet amos. Dalet amos is really too much to say doikin akum, and the sukkah is possible. That's what it says in the book. But the mashmalim were that I need a command to mitzstarifus. I need the kayak of mitzstarifus. Lu yitzur, the 2 svinim would not be able to be mitzstarif for some reason. If there wasn't this halacha of the svinim are mitzstarif, then the sukkah would be kosher. I don't understand. Each of the svinim by themselves is more than dalet tefachim, well more than dalet tefachim. Each one two amos. And dalet tefachim be'etzim is a shir chachbos. So how come over here I need dalet amos? Because doifen akula can only go up to dalet amos. So I don't need the svinim to be mitzstarif. Let's say the svinim are not mitzstarif. But l'mai say each of the svinim by themselves is already schach possible, big enough by itself to pass through the whole sukkah. The only reason why it's not possible is because of doifen akum. And doifen akum only reaches up to dalet amos. Why do we need the koyach of the starfish of the svinim? Moshe, vishnum, if I had it, if we were talking about schach possible by emsa, dalet tefachim, and I had 2 svinim, and let's say each svinim by itself was 2 tefachim. So then I would understand, I need to come out to the svar that shnei svinim is starfin to schach possible. Because if I have schach possible, 2 tefachim, and I have another schach possible, 2 tefachim, and they don't have any starfish, then the sukkah will be fine. Like we had Tosfos in Megillah. Tosfos said, if you have schach possible, 2 tefachim, and schach possible, 2 tefachim, and there's space in the middle, so there's some sukkah. If you say lovo, now you have 4 tefachim. Maybe you don't say lovo, so you don't have 4 tefachim. You need a starfish to make a shear of dalet tefachim schach possible. But here, in the case that we're talking about, my svinim are much more than dalet tefachim. Each sadin is 2 amos. So this a shear schach possible I have. So why do I need to have? Why do I have to come out to dalet amos? Because doifen akuma only goes up to dalet amos. No, so even if the sinner won't be mitzarif to anything, so what? I have schach posel 2 amos. I have another schach posel also 2 amos. So to be machshir the schach, I have to be machshir the sukkah. I need to say doifen akuma to the length of dalet amos. Dalet amos is too far to say doifen akuma. That doesn't lead the svar of mitzarifus. And then I'll be mechazik the kasha. Like, this sounds like an abstract kasha. What if I didn't have 2 svinim? What if I had 1 sadin of 2 amos? But it wasn't adjacent to the doifin. Adjacent to the doifin was 2 amos of schach kasha. And then I had another sadin, and then I had a sadin that was 2 amos. Would the sukkah be kasha, or would the sukkah be posel? Kasha? Posel. Why the posel? Why shouldn't it be? Why it's posel? I have schach posel, 2 amos worth of schach posel. That's I don't do the math. 4 tefachim. 2 amos is 12 tefachim. I only do 4 tefachim. I have 3 times as much schach posel as I need to pass the sukkah. Ela my doifin akuma. What doifin akuma? The doifin from the end of the sadin to the doifin is 4 amos. You can't say doifin akuma 4 amos. So I don't need. Why do I need? So even if I only had 1 sadin. And the rest of the distance of the doifin, if the sadin was up against the doifin, so it'll be fine. But if the sadin, we'll give them names. The sadin that's next to the doifin is sadin number, sadin A. And the sadin that's not next to the doifin, that's one over, is sadin B. It says in the Gemara, sadin A and sadin B are mitzstarif to pass the sukkah. What do I need starif for? So I don't need sadin B to be mitzstarif to sadin A. I don't even need sadin A to be there in the first place. Sadin A could be replaced with schach kosher. And sadin B would pass the sukkah all by itself. Because it's a schach posel that has more than dalet tefachim, right? It has 3 times dalet tefachim. It's too far from the doifin to be machshir with doifin akuma. So that's it. That's all I need. So who needs a starfish? I don't. Not only do I not need the 2 svinim to be mistarif, I don't even need sadin A to be there in the first place to pass the sukkah. Sadin B could pass the sukkah all by itself. So what can one say to such a kash?
If we say Dovan Akuma, it only, if you're not a tzadik, we only say Dovan Akuma on the first 2 amos. We only say Dovan Akuma on the first side, and then we would still have the second side. And Dopa Akuma doesn't allow you to just keep jumping four amas. It only allows you to take the first thing that you have in the Dopa and say Dopa Akuma on that. You can't just keep doing that over and over again.
You can or you can't?
You cannot just keep saying two amas and another two amas of Dopa Akuma. You would think that you could just say Dopa Akuma once on the two amas and then Dopa Akuma again on the other two amas. Because
I mean, I think what you're saying is that maybe Doifin Akuma, I could do Doifin Akuma, if not for the fact of him as Tarfin, they wouldn't be Mitztarif, then maybe I could say Doifin Akuma and Doifin and Sadin A, and then say Doifin Akuma again and Sadin B. I only can't do it because there's a Tarfus between them. That could be by itself a far less tenable. But maybe we could say Doifin Akuma works. Say Hezbollah. Maybe we do it. I mean, I think at the end of the day we are going to have to say something like this. But there's still a little bit of work to be done. And maybe we could say that Doifin Akuma maybe could go more than 4 amos. It can't go 4 amos at a jump. In one fell swoop, it can't go 4 amos. But maybe it can go. It can go 2 amos at a time. So if you had 2 amas, let's say, an sadin of staff fossil, and then another sadin of staff fossil. So the emissary's name is Tarif, that's what the Mishnah said. Shnei stinim is Tarif. But they didn't have, if they weren't Mitz Tarif, if I would have looked at it, that each sadin is a world unto itself, then I would say, oh, Doifin Akuma, 2 amas. I could say Doifin Akuma. Where's my Doifin? It moved. Now I have another sadin. Oh, so my Doifin, my starting point now of the Doifin is after sadin A, because I moved the Doifin with Doifin Akuma. Now I could say another 2 amas. And maybe I could say other time I could really keep going with Doifin. I can't do it because Shnei Stinim is Tarfin. So now it's not. I don't look at it as two Stinim that each one is up. There's two Schachbosels, each one of which is only 2 amas. I look at it as one Schachbosel of 4 amas. So you have to do the Doifin Akuma in one fell swoop. That's already Dalet Amas. That you can't do. Maybe say such a question is. Then what about my case? What about the case where there is no Sadin A? There's only. I don't know. Maybe we say it will still work.
Because two different things.
What?
You put two different things that were
puzzled. No, they're also mitzvah. It doesn't have to be shnei stinim. It could be stinim and shvudim and all schach puzzles and stuff. That's anyway. Like from Moshe for dalat tefachim. Let's say you have two tefachim dalat tefachim plastic and two dalat tefachim metal. A lot of them mitzvah. Doesn't have to be dafka shnei stinim. All schach puzzles mitzvah. But I need the tziruf. Because then we have the koyach tziruf. So I would say doifin akuma. And then again, now my doifin moved. So again doifin akuma. And you can keep going. So I said, no, you can't do it because the sinema is tarif. Now you need a jump of now you need to go 4 amas. And what about my case? Where instead of sadin A, I replace sadin A with schach kosher. So maybe we could say the same thing. At the end of the day, doifin akuma only works by schach posel. So how am I going to do it? I can't do it. The first doifin akuma has to already be 4 amas. I can't say doifin akuma for schach kosher. Doifin akuma is halacha only by schach posel. I mean, we have to pass it. We say it's not such a thing as a doifin akuma and a schach kosher. There's only a doifin akuma and a schach posel. So I can't say, well, I'll say doifin akuma for the schach kosher, 2 amas. Now I move my doifin, and then I'll say another doifin akuma for the schach posel. There's not such a thing as doifin akuma for schach kosher. You can't say doifin akuma without schach posel. The schach posel already is a doifin akuma that's going to have to move 4 amas. 4 amas is too far to move. Yeah, in cheshbon it will work. And then it's the same cheshbon they want to say. But in the Svara, I want to say it a little bit different. First of all, different Hasbara. But the Cheshbon is exactly along these lines. That in the Chanami, Doifin Akuma could go more than 4 amas. But it can't go more than 4 amas in one fell swoop. That's the Nusach at the Yitzhak Tzuzah. I want to say Tzas from Nusach Hachar, but again, the Cheshbon, this is the Cheshbon. But what's the Habana? And what's with that? Well, in my Habana, maybe the Nisuach also had to say it would be different. But it's structurally, it's the same one. Let's go back to the word on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, the word is Shichasu. Why do we need 3 cases of Doifin Akuma? Doifin Akuma, we had Bayesh Nifchas, and then we had Asatra, and then we had that you were mimbaling the perimeter with Sach Bosul. Why do we need so many cases? So the Moor said, well, so first there's a Shichasu between Bayesh and Asatra, because Bayesh the Mechisus are made for the outside, Bayesh the Mechisus are made for the interior of the Sukkah, and Asatra the Mechisus are made for the other side. So that's one Shichasu. And then the Gemara makes another shichas of fine. And even if I had the first 2 cases, I would say that's only by where at least the schach was made out of the schach apostle was at least made out of Gidulim and Oris and Dover Makabel Tumma, just Tassav Oyim and Osu, has a problem with Tassav Oyim and Osu. So there you say Tayfin Akuma. But if the perimeter of Iskach was made out of Iskach Posel Mamish, was made out of Shvudim or something, so maybe then you don't say Tayfin Akuma. Kamash Bolo. So the Ritva explained, they talked about it, the Ritva explained, why would I think that makes a difference? I'm actually saying Tayfin Akuma. What does it matter to Tayfin Akuma? You're turning into a Tayfin anyway. If you're turning into a daifin anyway, so what does it matter to the daifin akumu if the thing that you're turning into a daifin is kach? Is yeh gidulim in oris, not gidulim in oris? Who cares? Tfanas don't have to be gidulim in oris. They don't have to be any makabim tumba. You're making it into a daifin, so what does it matter what it's made of? So Ritva explains Pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara is saying that there's a havamin was, that the tshichas is, that I would have said that it's meilis kach, kosher, just passively and also yidik. So that's not such a big chatzitza. It's not chaytzitz ma'ayim. So therefore, daifin akuma could work, but shpudim, something which is intrinsically not material of tzach, even that's chaytzis ma'ay, that's a bigger chatzitza. And daifin akuma doesn't work. So kamash when daifin akuma works. So it says in that ritva, and it says in the Gemara, the way the ritva understands it, that daifin akuma has to overcome the tachlis of daifin akuma is to overcome the chatzitza of the tzach puzzle. And that my ability to say Doifin Akuma is affected, or might be affected, by the degree of the Chatzitza. And there's at least a half a minute to say that for a Chatzitza Ketana, Tassalimina also, Doifin Akuma works. But for a Chatzitza Gdoila, like Shvudim, so Doifin Akuma doesn't work. Because the whole Doifin Akuma, it's a Royim, and the Royim is to get over the Chatzitza. So depending on how much there's a Chatzitza, there's a welcome to say, I can say Doifin Akuma for a little bit of a chatzitza, I can't say Doifin Akuma for a big chatzitza. So the kamashmon is, no, I say Doifin Akuma even for Shvudim, which is a bigger chatzitza. But that already opens the door to say that maybe, okay, I say Doifin Akuma even for Shvudim, but it has to be less than Dalai Lamas. Dalai Lamas, I don't say Doifin Akuma. Maybe the reason why I don't say Doifin Akuma, we're used to thinking, why does Doifin Akuma not work with more than Dalai Lamas? Because that's how far Doifin Akuma could go. Like the Moshe, we saw in the Mitzvah the Ram, they have notion that Doifin Akuma works because Derech Haksolim Lisakim. Derech Haksolim Lisakim, they're only Misakim Dalai Ram, it's more than Dalai Ram, it's not Derech Haksolim Lisakim. That's the hard way, the way it was thought. Doifin Akuma is a sheer in the flexibility of the walls. They're able to be Misakim only less than Dalai Ram. Dalai Ram is already, they can't be Misakim. Maybe Doifin Akuma, they could be Misakim as much as you want. The only thing is, Doifin Akuma is to overcome a chatzitza. And it says in the Srichasu that the bigger the chatzitza, the harder Doifin Akuma is. After the fact that maybe there's a hard way to say that maybe by Shvudim you shouldn't even say Doifin Akuma, so fine, come out when you do. But maybe we could say that the sheer of Dalai Lama is not a sheer in the flexibility of the Doifin. Doifin is as flexible as you want. The sheer of Dalai Lama is a sheer in the chatzitza. Doifin Akuma can work in a chatzitza that's focused with Dalai Lama. But a chatzitza that's more than Dalai Lama is a bigger chatzitza. For such a big chatzitza, Doifin Akuma doesn't work. And the emphasis of this, I think, there's an akuda that's very appealing, which is that the sheer of tzchach posel Dalai Lama, according to Rabbah, for example, is for sure a sheer in chatzitza. Rabbah's sheer holds the Dalai Lama is a field of emphasis. That's about a sheer in chatzitza. Dalai Lama is a makom choshuv. So the emes hashach is place with pokus lahamis not a makom choshuv. So fine, we don't pass them like, unless you're the goyim, we don't pass them like Rabbah. We all know it's mishum doifin akumah dovuma. But and the sheer Dalai Lama comes from dini doifin akumah. But the way we're saying it now, the sheer Dalai Lama in doifin akumah ledidan is not so different than the sheer Dalai Lama according to Rabbah. It's a sheer in the chatzitza of the shach posel. Dalai Lama is a bigger chatzitza than Dalai Tochum. That says in Rabbah already. Rabbah tells me, Dalat Tochum is not a chatzitza, Dalat Amos is a chatzitza. So we don't pass him like Rabbah. We pass him like Bundy Rabbah that even Dalat Tochum is a chatzitza. But even we could agree that Dalat Amos is a bigger chatzitza. And that's the halacha of Doifin Akuma. Doifin Akuma can get around, can get past the small chatzitza of Dalat Tochum, but it can't get past the big chatzitza of Dalat Amos. So it's a shear in the midst, a chatzitza, it's not a shear in the flexibility of the Doifin Akuma. So Mela, first of all, right away we see that the Nala Gemara, Shnei Sidim Mitztarefim, is very Gishmak. Of course they have to be Mitztaref. If Shnei Sidim wouldn't be Mitztaref, then it wouldn't be such a big Chatzitza. If I have a Sadin of two Amas, and I have another Sadin of two Amas, Lu Yitzur, Shnei Sidim would not be Mitztaref. And I will do a thought experiment. What about according to Rabba Bemsa? Rabba's Bemsa is Dalet Amos. So what if I had two stinim in the Emsa Sukkah, one was two Amos and one was two Amos according to Rabba? So of course it's possible. But we understand right away that it's only possible because the stinim are mitzarif. Lu Yitzur, the stinim would not be mitzarif. Lu Yitzur, the stinim would not be mitzarif, and Dalet Amos Bemsa would not be possible. Unless, let's say, they're not touching each other, they're only involved with each other. So we go into the topic of places. Maybe they're mistarif, maybe they're not mistarif. So al derech zeh noemar anu. So just like according to Rabbo, it's the same according to us. Just like according to Rabbo, two stinim pasul ba'emso only because they're mistarif. So l'didam nami shnei stinim only pasul b'natzad because they're mistarif to be a big chatzitza of Dalet Amos. But lu yitzur, the two stinim would not be mistarif. Will you tell the two singing would not be mistara? Then in a chenami, then I would be able to say Daitan Akumba. Either Daitan Akumba is going to go more than Dalet Amos. So what? Daitan Akumba can go as long as you want, as long as there's no chatzitza of Dalet Tok. Sorry, as long as there's no chatzitza of Dalet Amos. So I need to come out, the Shnei Stinim is Tarfin. Without the Shnei Stinim is Tarfin, I wouldn't have a chatzitza of Dalet Amos. Without a chatzitza of Dalet Amos, so then the Daitan Akumba can go by. A good point, very good point. So the question is, if that's the case, so why can't you say Doifin Akumba for Schach Posul Bemsa? Let's say I have three Amas Schach Posul Bemsa Sukkah. So it's Posul, right? We don't like Rabbah, we always put it's Posul. Why is it Posul? Why don't we say Doifin Akumba all the way from the Doifin, a few Sukkahs, 100 feet wide, like a football stadium. In the middle of the Sukkah, I have a Sadden that's only two Amas wide. So it should be kosher. Why don't I say Doifan Akum all the way from one end of the stadium, from one end of the sukkah to the Doifan Akum? Because after all, my whole chatzitza is only two Amos. Two Amos is not a big chatzitza. And we just said that Doifan Akum go as far as you want, as long as you don't have a chatzitza of Dalet Amos. The emphasis, that's the same question as the question that's really the same question as saying, what do you need Sod Sadin A? Take away Sadin A, just have Schach Kosher, and Sadin B, it's also no good. That's really kasha now on me. It's really, really basically what you're asking. With that question, you haven't solved it. So how come, why do you need the two stinim to be mistarif? So now we're saying a lumbus. The two stinim need to be mistarif, because if the two stinim wouldn't be mistarif, then I would only have a chatzitza of two amas. Why do I only have a chatzitza? And the akumah could work for a chatzitza of two amas, no matter how far it is. No, so then why do I need... So then how do you explain... So does that mean that if you had a doifin, and you had two amas chach kosher, and then you had one sadun, sukkah would be okay? Because how could that be? Then even the emtzah should be okay. It's a kasha, what I'm saying. It's not a new kasha, but that's the kasha with which we began. I said, how can you say you need that side of A and side of B to be mistara? I don't need side of A to be there at all. I can ask half kosher, it would also be no good. I think the answer is this. The answer is that the half kosher is also a chatzitza. After all, what's the problem over here? The problem is that I have a sadin running down the middle of my sukkah, more than Dalet Tok. And it divides the sukkah now into two, like Tosfos said on Amud. That's the whole problem of Abi Be'emsa, Schach Posul Be'emsa. It divides my two sukkahs in two. And so what's wrong if my two sukkahs are in two? What's wrong if my sukkah is divided in half? I have Schach Posul running down the middle of my sukkah. So now my sukkah is divided in half. And it's also what? So now I have two sukkahs, even better. What? Tfanis. Tosfos says that. But I need Gimel Tfanis. Each schach by itself doesn't have Gimel Tfanis. So therefore, basically, the problem is that if I divide my sukkah in half, so in between, let's say, the left schach and the right doifin, the right doifin doesn't reach the left schach because my schach was divided in half. As far as clapping that problem, the thing that separates the left schach, let's say, from the right doifin, is not only the avir. And now that I've divided my two schachs in half, then the right schach is also a chatzitza. Between the left schach and the doifin. So it's called man that I didn't have anything b'emsa, and all my schachs were the hoyo hamishkanecho. They were all one schach. So again, that's one schach, and the doifin runs around the perimeter of the schach. That's what we said a lot. As long as you have one schach, in fact, when someone touches a medallah, the schach could even have a strange shape, and it could be a donut, and so it doesn't matter. As long as you have a one schach with integrity, it's one schach, and it's tannis all along the perimeter from three sides, so you have a schach kosher. That's called the schach kosher. Was that a kodem schach kosher? That schach has tfanis. But the minute I divide the schach in two by having, say, Avi Gimel, separating them in the middle, so now I have two schachs that have nothing to do with each other. So between the left schach and the right doifen is not only the Avir in the middle, that's of course there also, but besides the Avir, the right schach is also a chatzitzo between the left schach and the right doifen. Now, in that case, it makes no difference. The Avir was already chaitzis by itself. What does it matter that Tehuta also have the right schach being chaitzis? But it's Negei in our case. Let's see, in the case we have two you have, instead of having two sfinim, Sadan A and Sadan B, I have two amas of schach kosher, and then I have Sadan B. The question is, why are we saying Negei in Akuma? Let the sukkah be kosher. Or even if the schach possible is the answer, but let's stick to this case. Why do we say Negei in Akuma? After all, we just said that Negei in Akuma can really go as far as you want. The only thing is, you have to have, if you have Dalad Amay Schach Posel, that's a big mafsik, and Doifin Okuma can't get past the big mafsik. So I don't have a big mafsik over here, all I have is the two Amas of Schach and B. That's only two Amas, that's not a big mafsik, it's not Dalad Amas. So why can't I say Doifin Okuma? The answer is, Sadin B is not the only mafsik. The Schach that's in place of Sadin A, that Schach that's Samach Doifin, is also a mafsik between the rest of the Schach and the Doifin. Because once you have Sadin B in the middle, so then the schach that Samach Ladoifin has now been cut off from the rest of the schach. Because bear in mind, every Sadin over here is two amas, three times as much as a Shir Schach Posel. Schach Posel to be mafsik only needs Gdalat Tochim. And I have a Sadin that's two amas wide. So this Sadin certainly divides the rest of the Sukkah from the schach kosher that Samach Ladoifin. So now the Schach HaKosher HaSamach LeDoifin is now also being mafsik between the bulk of the Schach and the Doifin. So I have two things that are being mafsik between the Schach HaKosher, the bulk of the Schach HaKosher, and the Doifin. Namely, the Sadin. But not only the Sadin B, but not only Sadin B, but also the Schach HaKosher, which is where Sadin A used to be, that's also a mafsik. And that's, we'll have to say that that's also a mitzvah to the Shir of Dalad Amos. But that's very chiddush. That means that not only are shnei stinim mistachin, it's a chiddush because the Mishnah only said shnei stinim mistachin. The way I'm saying, not only are shnei stinim mistachin, but schach kosher and the sadin are also mistarach to ashir dalar amis to be mafsik between the doifin and the rest of the schach. Yeah, that's a chiddush goal. But lechora, that's what in this chiddush. But that will, if we'll say that, if we're willing to be soil of that chiddush, I don't think it's so far fetched. I mean, really, and it's not illogical. It makes a lot of sense. When we said once the schach is divided, so then schach has nothing to do with schach B. The left schach has nothing to do with the right schach. But the left schach has nothing to do with the right schach. So then the right schach is mafsik. Why not? Avri is mafsik, schach posel is mafsik. Schach kosher is also mafsik. Usually schach kosher is not mafsik because we're one thing. We're one, all the schach is one thing. But now my schach has been divided with this gulf in between of gimel tvachim avri or dalet tvachim schach posel. So now I have two schachs. You have two schachs and you have just a tannis around the perimeter. So the schach on the right is mafsik between the doifin and the schach on the left and so on. So now let's say a step further. That schach kosher, two amas of schach kosher, samach ladoifin, and then sadin b are mitzarev to a shir of dalet amas. Now you have a big mafsik. You have a big mafsik of dalet amas. You can't say doifin akum. I don't know who was first, but let's go.
Okay. So you only had one amas of schach kosher and then two amas of schach posel. You'd be able to say doifin akum. Even if the schach posel is not samach ladoifin,
you only had.
You had one amas. It's not the shir of dalet amas. You have one amas of schach kosher.
Right.
And then two amos.
Then it would be kosher.
Now you feel
safe. Because you said that, that's probably true even without anything I'm saying. That's I think by local that's kosher valid. Doifin Akuma can go, I mean, what did it look like before all this? Doifin Akuma can go up to four amos. Right. So I can get up to four amos, I'll say, it doesn't matter whether it's, you can't do avir. You know, Doifin Akuma can't go over avir.
Why can't we say avir if it's just chazitza?
Yeah, that's what Rishayim discuss. Why is Doifin Akuma by Avir? So Rishayim say because Doifin Akuma has to work with the well, that's the whole question. We'll have to change that. The Rishayim speak out. Why doesn't Doifin Akuma work by Avir? So the Rashi, the Ritva, the Rav, they all say because Doifin Akuma is not his karvus. Yeah, because his karvus that according to those Rishayim, Doifin Akuma is his karvus. Well, why doesn't it work by Avir? That's Rashi's question. But the Rashi says Doifin Akuma doesn't work by Avir because Doifin Akuma works by turning the Schach Posel into a Doifin, and Avir can't be turned into a Doifin. There's no need to change any of that.
And they say the Gemara in Ches is a raya that Tzchak Kosher isn't starved. They only say Dofen Akuma up until four amos. Even when it's Neser B'Sal, Neser B'Sal, the Gemara says that it can only go up to four.
Right, and that'll be for the same reason. For the same, that's exactly the case of exactly what we're talking about. You have And there it says beferish, by the way, that you say teif and akuma, even in schach kosher, as long as up to four amos. Maybe nesipsal, you can say teif and akuma, but only up to four amos. But the way I'm explaining it, you have to say, because, dafka, because the schach kosher is mitzarev to the nesorim to make up a shiro, to make a mafsik of four amos. That goes into shnei sdinim mitzarev. And it's not only shnei sdinim, it's even schach kosher and then anasadim mitzarev. Matter an interesting shadow. What would be, I said a suffix when you have schach posel dalit tfochim and schach posel dalit tfochim and avir and lovud beemsa are the two schach posels in the start. Like that was a suffix in places of the number out. The chori could have the same suffix now by Snake Stephen. What if I have Shasadin? Interesting case. Sorry, I haven't thought about this. Let's think about it together. Let's say I have a Sadin A and Sadin B. Go back to that simple case. Sadin A and Sadin B, they're mitzarev to Dalet Amos. But it was saying now that you need the Tzarfus. Without the Tzarfus, if the Sadin A was separate from Sadin B, then I would be able to say Leifin Akuma, because Leifin Akuma bets and go as far as you want. Just can't get over a big mafsik of Dalet Amos. So what if I had Sadin A, 2 Amos, Sadin B, 2 Amos, and them, so the two Sadin was Avir Pachos Migyum. So Chayra, according to that side in Tosfos, that you don't say lovod to be mitzarev the two schach puzzles, so here also you won't say lovod. So schach A and schach B will be separate, and you should be able to say toifen akuma. So it depends. According to those shittas, that you don't say the answer is here. It won't work because toifen akuma won't get past. No, toifen akuma can't get past Avir Gimel, but here in Avir Pachos Migimel. That's a machlekes yishayim. Can you say doif and akuma? Let's say a case where you want to say doif and akuma. This is a shalom yishayim. We the Ram talked about. You have a doifin, and then you have schach posel. Let's say between the doifin and the schach posel was lovod. If the schach posel didn't manage to reach to the doifin, was a little bit off, and you had lovod, you had pachas migimel abir beemz. So the Ram says it doesn't work. That's the Ram in my. But the Ram says that it doesn't work. Replace the Shami Ram because Trehil Kasolei Aminim can't say the halach of Leifin and the Leifin of Kume and the halach of Lavud. We mafalpo. That's really Shat in the Ram. Maybe there's a different Shat in the Ram. I think the Torah says that it does work. Kachzuk the Torah says the Feir said it does work. You could say Leifin of Kume with Lavud. So Fi the I think it's the Torah. If according to the Torah that you could say Doif and Akuma with Lovod, so what if it has Sadin A two Amos and Sadin B is 2 Amos, but between Sadin A and Sadin B is Pachos Migimel? So if that Sadin Tosfos that you don't say Lovod in the Tzarev two Tfachim of Schach Posel, but other two Tfachim of Schach Posel to make Dalet Tfachim, so Chayru Hu Adin, you shouldn't say Lovod to say in the Tzarev two Amos of Schach Posel with another two Amos of Schach Posel. So it'll come out in such a case that you could say love doif and akuma more than 4 amos long.
The first thing wouldn't be making the assumption that love is creating a tzur.
Again?
Within the Torah, so they can say love and
akuma. Well, the Torah holds you say trei hilchos. So we say hilchos, so you could bridge the doif in from the stack. You feel there's a love in between.
Without it being a tzur.
Without it being a tzur. No problem with trei hilchos. I don't need to even sarf the doif into the stack a little. I mean, they don't need to be lechaber. The lovod has to reach the schach. So, the doifin has to reach the schach in order to say doifin akuma. So, lovod will allow the doifin to reach the schach. It's like a lovod in the emes of a doifin. That's like having basically the throat. It's like having lovod in the middle of the doifin. Same in the height of the doifin. So here it's in the curve of the doifin. You have a lovod. Here we're talking something else about lovod to be mitzarev two schach puzzles to make a sheer schach puzzle, and that's a suffix in Tosfos. Tosfos it's sad to say. And maybe lovod doesn't work to be mitzarev two schach puzzles. So the chayre will come out of lori dekachidish din, and not so much halacha l'maisa. Because first of all, the Torah is halacha to show them if you say vidasik, if you say doif and akuma and lovod together. So you know that's halacha to show them. And Tosfos is only a suffix. It's only a suffix in Tosfos. So I'm not running after built such a sukkah. But I'm saying in theory, it'll come out of some lori dekachidish that the feed of the Torah that you could say doif and akuma and. Lovod, there's no problem with Trey Hilchosov. of having a lovet inside the middle of my dachan of kumum. And I think that side in Tosfos, that lovet is not mitzarev two schach fossils to make a sheer schach fossil. So that it'll come out, it's a chiddush din, that if you had sadin A and sadin B with lovet grandsar, you could say dachan of kumum, it'll be kosher even though you're going to go more than 4 hours. Is this true? Hold on 1 second. Here, he's up to us.
Let me explain that it's sad that it doesn't bring it closer to Mitzrayim is because you feel it was chach kosher, and that's not just in a mashia, it's a machitza, but it still is there in terms of taking up space, and therefore it will be over for Amos in the day.
Oh, you're going to connect me. That's what I want to think for a second now. How does this connect back to that rate? Except Shatna, because it's Sotha, in places of Sotha, like from Chazanish, that the place of Sotha was that on the one hand, it's had the love of the Miskarvos, so two Sachbosels should be Miskar. But on the other hand, it's had the love of Eimim Matzides Amachitso, so maybe. Not sure why should it affect anything.
Didn't the Rabbi Yehoshua that you feel was chach kosher?
Yes, that's sad in places, but the other sad in places. Yeah, the sad in places that it's kosher, you feel it's chach kosher. So maybe he also will feel it's chach kosher. Since I don't have a sheer chach fossil on either side, because the sheer. Oh, 1 second. Oh, very good. That's why it doesn't work. Around, you're right, because the reason why it maybe won't work is because we saw in the Rav Yod the only you might see a schach bosel on one side, schach bosel on the other side. Let's say in Tosfos case, two tefachim schach bosel, lovet benzer. Tosfos was super. Do you say lovet or not? That's Rabbi Kreger. What do you mean? Do you say lovet or not? Manushuk. If you say lovet, then you have 4 tefachim schach bosel, and if you don't say lovet, then the aver itself should pass. So that we spoke out to the Rav Yod. The Rav Yod says no. The way of Ari say lovet. But the shaila is maybe the lovet is chach kosher. So we spoke about even lovet is chach kosher. How can be lovet be the chach kosher? Because the shaila is one of the senses of lovet is that tochus and gimel in the mafsid is a mechitzu. So since I have a chach kosher, I have a chach kosher. I have one big chach kosher, and on one side I have one big chach kosher. So tochus and gimel in the mafsid is a mechitzu. So even the aver between the two chach puzzles is not maksed the mechitza, and therefore it's part of the mechitza, and the mechitza is chach kosher. In other words, the sad in Tosfos that it's kosher, that Tosfos case is kosher, but too far from that it's kosher, is not that we don't say lovud. Of course we say lovud, but which lovud should we say? Should we say the lovud that the two chach fossils are mischaber? Or should we say the other lovud, the mechitza de kalovud, that aver pachas megimel and the mafsid is a mechitza, and aver pachas megimel is part of the stimus a mechitza. So since the mechitza etzem is soisim, we said the idea that lovud is soisim is not that the lovud itself lovud makes stima. Lovud not mafsid the mechitza, and the mechitza makes stima. So here I have aver pachas megimel in a mechitza. The mechitza etzem is soisim kuloi. So the mokam aver. Is not makhiv the steam of the mechitza, so it itself becomes part of the steam of the mechitza. It's kibbutz chach kosher. That's what we explained the Rav Yod. So that's only when you're talking about avir pachas mi gimel. We have schach posel pachas mi two tefachim of schach posel and two tefachim of schach posel. So each schach posel by itself doesn't destroy the integrity of the mechitza. So now I have one great big mechitza. But here we're talking about a sadin that's all by itself is two amos. And another sadin all by itself is two amos. That's for sure that each sadin has a sheer schach posel to destroy the integrity of the schach. We want to salvage it by saying, yeah, fine, dalat tochem is a mafsik and it destroys the integrity of a schach, but it's not such a big mafsik that an akuma could work. Now, an amos is a bigger mafsik that an akuma can't work. But as far as the schach, but dalat tochem is still a mafsik. Dalat tochem be'emzik is a mafsik. We may be able to bring in the big guns of Deif Nakumah, so that depends on the size of a mafsik. You have a small mafsik of Dalat Tochem, it's a mafsik, but Deif Nakumah could cure it. Then you have the big mafsik of Dalat Amos, that's really too much for Deif Nakumah, that's what we're saying. But Dalat Tochem is a mafsik. So if I have a sadin, and then I have another sadin, and then I have a little bit schach kosher b'emsa, so forget the Deif Nakumah. Before we bring in the Deif Nakumah, we just look at the schach. So it's not one long schach, that I should say, well, Parchas Megimel is not Masa, the Avir in the middle is not Masa, the Samachitza. I have three Schachs, or I have two Schachs. I have the Schach that's in the right, that's, here's my Doifin, then I have Sadin A, then I have a little bit of Avir, then I have Sadin B, and then I have the rest of the Schach. So the little bit of Avir, the little bit of Avir between Sadin A and Sadin B, is for sure separate from the rest of the Schach, because Sadin B all by itself is more than four Tzolk'im. So this is not one big mechitza that I can say, well, Avir Pachas Megimel becomes part of the steam of the mechitza. There's already two mechitzas. There's a Schach HaKosher, and then there's the Avir in the middle of the two Sadins. So here there's no impediment to Lovod. Here I don't say Lovod. Now I have four, now the two Sadins, I'm a mistake.
Wasn't the Tiferes also built on the premise that you can't use Lovod to be the start to a Shir? There's two parts that you're able to...
No, I don't think you have to say that. The way the Rabbi speaks out, the two Sadim of Tiferes are, the way we explain Tiferes, what he's saying is, it's not a question of do I say love it or not. Then you have Rabbi Greger's time. If you don't say love it, it's even worse. Then the Avir itself should pass it. The issue is that I have a conflict between two love it. I have the one love it of Nogim. There are two things that Apochus Mimel and Arkim there. Avir Apochus Mimel is not massive, the Nagia, like by a bull bouncing, landing in Shusar Abim. If it's Apochus Mimel, it's a little bit the bump there. If it's Apochus Mimel, so it's called the Hanoch. I have that Mamish on the Rishusar Abim. The love of Pachas Megimel is not maps of the Negir. And then there's another love of Pachas Megimel is not maps of the steam of the Mechitza. So in Taisha's case, this is how we explain the Sotik in Taisha's, based on the Rav Yon. In Taisha's case, I have a steer between two lovers. I have the love of Pachas Megimel is not maps of the Negir of the two Schach Apostles. So then the two Schach Apostles are Negim's Ephesus, and now I have four. But on the other end, Pachas Megimel is not maps of the steam of the Mechitza. And since I have a Kosher Schach, and all along I have a full Kosher Schach. And now the Avir Pachas Megimel is not mapsed that. And now my Avir Pachas Megimel is part of the steam of the Schach. If it's part of the steam of the Schach, it's Moli Schach Kosher. If it's Moli Schach Kosher, then the Schach Pachas is separate. That was the steer between the two lovers. But that's only a Taisus case, where you're talking about Schach Pachas less than Dal Tvachim. So it doesn't destroy them, but the Schach Pachas is not destroying the Mechitza. The case that we're envisioning, we have a Sadin A and a Sadin B. So the Mechitza is already destroyed. We want to save it now with a new Doif and Akuma. But if you ignore Doif and Akuma, if you keep Doif and Akuma out of it, then my Schach is about no good. I have to each side by itself destroys the integrity of the Mechitza. So you can't say, well, the Avi Hivensa is not Mapsa the Mechitza, so it's Kilomoli Schach Kosher. About it's not the way. The Avi over here is not. The Sadin already was Mapsa the wholeness of the Mechitza. So now Sadin A is not, it's just a. So now the Avi is not Moli Schach Kosher. So then all you have is the other Lovud. Sadin A, Sadin B, now touch each other. So now I have not only a small mafsik, now I have a big mafsik. So now I want to say Doif and Akuma. Doif and Akuma would have worked for the small mafsik, but it can't work for the big mafsik. And you can't say Doif and Akuma first. If you're going to say Doif and Akuma first, then it's for sure not Moli Schach Kosher. Then it's Doif. So that wouldn't help. That for sure wouldn't help. You can't say, let's say Doif and Akuma before we get in it. Let's say Doif and Akuma first. If you say Doif and Akuma first, then Be'em say, you for sure don't have Schach Kosher. Okay, this is a little bit complicated excursus. I just want to add one nekuda. The main part that we said I could say much more today, but I have to go. But the main word is not complicated. This last nesh was complicated. The main word is very simple: that the shear of Doif and Akuma is not a shear how far Doif and Akuma can stretch. It's a shear in the midas ahefsek that Doif and Akuma can cure. Doif and Akuma can cure a small mafsek, not a big mafsek. That's why the shear dalad amos. Because Dalad Amos is a big mafsik. Dalad Tochum is a small mafsik, like you see in Rabbah Lamosu. So Doif and Akuma can cure a small mafsik. It can't cure a big mafsik. That's implicit. It's based on the Shichas thing more before. But that's implicit in the Lashon Marsh. Nesdina Mitztarfin. What do you have to come out to Tziruf? And if there's no Tziruf, so what? Doif and Akuma can't reach Dalad Amos. Teretz and Doif and Akuma could reach more than Dalad Amos. But it can't bridge a big mafsik. Since the Shdina are Mitztarf, so now I have a big mafsik of Dalad Amos. Lu Yitzur, the Shdina wouldn't be Mitztarf. Then it will be a small mafsik that Doif and Akuma would have been able to bridge. What about a case where you have Doif and Akuma, we have Schach Pasul the Emsa. So it's a small mafsik. They're not a small mafsik. If you have Doif and Akuma, if you have two Amas, Schach Pasul the Emsa, it's a big mafsik. Because the mafsik is not only the two Amas. The mafsik is the whole right side of the Sukkah is now Mufsuk from the left side of the Sukkah. Because since I have Schach Pasul the Emsa, Schach Pasul, even two Amas is enough to divide the Sukkah in half. Or Tvachim divides the Sukkah in half. Now I have two sukkahs. Once I have two sukkahs, so everything on the right divides you from between the doifin and the schach on the left. So that still goes into shnei stinim and mitzdarim. Just one more nekuda, then I mamash have to run. there's a Velt Kasha, Shasha is the Kasha, the Prima Gordon, where even Ram is the Kasha. The Mishnah says that the Prima only goes up to Dalet Amos. Ask the Rashash, why are we up to Dalet Amos? Let's say I have Skaf Puzzle, Dalet Amos and two Tvokim. Or Dalet Amos and a Tefach. It's Tefach more than Dalet Amos. Why don't you say, ask the Rashash, say Doifan and Kuma, up till just short of Dalet Amos. How much remains? A Tefach and a fraction. For that it'll say, Skaf Puzzle Bems, it doesn't pass less than Dalet Tvokim. But that's a freebie. Less than Dalet Tvokim is a freebie. Even Bems, it doesn't pass it. There's no Doifan and Kuma. Shine. So say Doifan Akuma up till just shy of Dalet Amos. And then you should get another three Tvokim, I'll strach Fossil Bem, so it doesn't work, Fokus Medalet Tvokim. So I think the Rashash says it must be that that's the halacha, that Doifan Akuma only works where the Doifan reaches Schach Kosher. But if at the end of the Doifan's journey, all it reaches is Schach Fossil, then you don't say Doifan Akuma in the first place. Okay, in Kabbalah, in the Kabbalah. Maybe that's where the halacha was said. But the way I'm being Mazmin now, you don't need that. It's not a Poshut. Doifan Akuma could go further than Dalet Amos. But Doifan Akuma doesn't work when you have a mafsik of Dalet Amos. In the Rashash's case, there's a mafsik of Dalet Amos in the Tefach. That's a mafsik Godel. Doifan Akuma doesn't work when you have a mafsik Godel. I'm saying, in Haskolah, where this clearly says, but there's no Haskolah even for the Rashash's case. So that's a big riot that we're going over there. Okay, next week, Monday, I want to start the sugya of Imlob Benson.